What's up, NBA fans? Welcome to another edition of the Wolves Wired podcast. I'm your host, Chetan Kohli, and today I'm excited to bring you guys an extra special episode. As we continue to break down the intense actions of the NBA playoffs, we have a very unique opportunity to get a different perspective of the game we all love. Joining me on this episode is Zach, an owner and creator of a very popular Timberwolves fan account called twolves.country. It's an honor to have you on here today, Zach.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah. So before we hear from Zach and just hear his perspective about the games, I just wanted to set the stage by taking a look at the series that's had Wolf fans on the edge of their seats. And it's obviously the intense battle between the Wolves and the Nuggets. So Zach, this series has been an absolute roller coaster ride so far, as you know, as you've been watching the past six games. The Wolves came out firing in game one, mainly due to the hot play of Anthony Edwards, and they were able to steal home court advantage in Denver, but then Jokic and the Nuggets responded like the champs they were and took the next three games. So in your experience from watching games 3 to 5 and then to game 6, what adjustments do you think Finch and the coaching staff made to slow Jokic down and tie the series back up? And then on the flip side, what specific adjustments do you think Coach Malone and the Nuggets did to counter the Wolves' strong start in the series?
Well, I think it was kind of the prioritization of the Cat on Jokic matchup, and having Cat on the floor helps out a lot, not being in foul trouble. I tweeted this out yesterday. I don't think there's been a player in the league that's guarded Jokic better over the last 2 years than Karl Anthony Towns. Like, Cat throughout his career, known as, you know, a below average defender, I think he's been really solid throughout the year. I mean, for a guy like him to guard Jokic like he has been, I mean, the numbers back it up. I don't have them by me, but you can go to NBAstats.com and see the matchup tracking stuff. Like, I think Jokic is shooting like below 40% from the field in the last 2 years with Cat on him, which is crazy. And we saw it again yesterday. Cat stays out of foul trouble, and they really prioritize, you know, having Rudy be the rim runner next to, you know, guarding Gordon, and then Cat on Jokic. And then for Denver, probably going to try to double Ant a little bit harder. It might be harder to double Ant when Conley's on the court, because Conley, you know, when Conley was gone, that hurt Ant a lot, because Ant had to be the guy that got people into actions. And Ant's obviously not as good as Mike when it comes to that. But with Mike back, it's going to be harder to double Ant. But I would assume they try to, you know, double Ant more than they doubled Cat, at least, because they were doubling Cat like crazy yesterday. But I think you're probably going to see a lot more Ant doubles.
Going back to the thing about Cat staying on Jokic, I felt like even if you looked at game five, like Jokic, he had an amazing performance. It was historical. But like, even the defense, like Rudy was playing, like he was moving his feet pretty well. He was contesting shots. So I just feel like Cat just does a better job of making Jokic catch the ball like further away from the basket. And that's like something he's not used to as well, because once he gets in the post, it's pretty hard to stop him. So I feel like that's something that the Wolves did a really good job in adjusting. And also, I read his tweet somewhere. It was someone said that in game two, this game had the same refs as game two. So I feel like these refs let the Wolves play a little bit more. So I'm kind of curious to see who the refs are going to be in game seven. But if they let them play like this, especially in a game seven, I feel like, and they keep this defensive intensity, they can definitely do something like that. So do you think the difference in the way they've been calling the games has kind of helped the Wolves in these type of games?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think the type of refs we saw last night in game two are the type of officiating that should be during the postseason. And I think a big reason why the defense wasn't, you know, as great game three specifically was because of all the touch fouls that were being called on us. And like, you just can't call that stuff in the postseason, in my opinion. It's unfortunate that it's gotten to the point where I'm actually looking at the, like, I shouldn't have to look at who's officiating the games. Yeah. I really hope it's the crew from last night again. But we'll see. I mean, we got 2 full days off, so it's possible that it's them again. But yeah, I mean, that definitely benefits us, but I think that's just playoff basketball. I think our team just has a lot of dogs on it that play defense the perfect way in the modern NBA, and it should be rewarded.
Exactly. And it also just like helps Cat too, because Ant said in his post game conference, he's like, the more Kat stays on the floor, the better it is for the team, because he's the one that can stay in front of Jokic the most. So even like Nas in game two, I remember there's a lot of plays where Nas was able to like put a fight in Jokic when he was on the post. Like there was a specific play I remember where he blocked two of Jokic's shots in a row. So even if Kat does come into foul trouble, you do have someone that can come into the game and provide something like similar skill set as him. But I still feel like, especially on the defensive end, no one on the Wolves is like doing what Kat is doing, especially on a three-time MVP. So it's really cool to see him step up defensively, especially after all the hate he's been getting in the beginning of his career.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Yeah. And then another thing I wanted to talk about is how big of an impact you think Mike Conley is for the team, especially with the pick and roll for Rudy and just taking away some of that pressure off of Ant and just distributing the ball and making the right place.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just said it all right there. I mean, yeah, like the comfortability that he provides with Rudy. I think a big reason why Ant struggled in game five was because he had to be the point guard more so, and he was the one who had to take the ball up the court, so it was a lot easier for them to double him. And yeah, when Mike Conley is initiating and Ant can play off ball at the start of possessions, you can't really double that, because then you're doubling somebody who's off the ball, and then that just doesn't work. Because, mm-hmm, I mean, that doesn't make sense at all. But yeah, I mean, Mike just, I mean, he adds like the flow to the offense. He brings the smart passing, the smart plays, just the veteran presence in general. From he's a true point guard. He brings good floor spacing as well at that guard position. Just a really consistent overall player. He still brings it defensively, brings it energy wise. Mm-hmm. I just think he makes the team complete.
Yeah, he does. He said that in his post game conference. He was like, I feel like when we have everyone playing, we just play like a complete team. And that's exactly what they did. And then going on to someone else who had like an amazing game is Jaden. And that's something that you especially have been wanting from him throughout these, like consistently throughout the playoffs and throughout his regular season. So I just want you to talk about like how impressed you are with how Jaden played yesterday.
I'm very impressed. And I mean, he's probably the ultimate reason why we won the game. Just how he came out in the first quarter with the offense, like the difference he makes just hitting an open three or two a game is crazy. Mm-hmm. It just opens up everything on the court for everybody else, because what we've seen recently from him, especially in this series where he struggled, because he's had a rough offensive series before game six, where I think he was shooting like 38% from the field, 7 points per game. Then he comes out, drops 21 yesterday, but the Nuggets wouldn't really close out on him very hard. They leave him open a lot, and he wasn't making them pay off open shots. So it's easier for them to go and double guys like, you know, Ant and Kat, and, you know, not let Rudy roll to the rim very well in pick and rolls. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his ability to do that completely changes the team. Like going forward in the future, even if we lose this series, like, his development becoming a consistent 15-point per game scorer is what's going to elevate us to being a team that can win a title any year, because that's just the missing piece for this team. We have everything else. We have the defense. We just need to figure out a little bit more offense.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like, he's kind of like the Aaron Gordon for our team. Like you see how the Nuggets give him like kind of the Aaron Gordon treatment yesterday. Like they were leaving him wide open. So like Nuggets didn't really have that success in the playoffs until they got Gordon, and he was that X factor. So I feel like Jaden's defense is already there, but if he steps up his game a little bit more and just not even making those contested shots, because he's pretty good at those fadeaways in the mid range. Like those are shots I never see a miss. But if he can make those corner threes, like two or three of those a game, then it just completely changes the offense as a whole. So that's something I want to see, that progression for him throughout his years in the league. And like you said, even if we lose this series, I really feel like my whole goal for this team after watching game five was just to see their fight and see them try and force a game seven and fight through the adversity. And I'm like really proud of seeing them do that. And again, like a lot of people are saying, game seven, you never know what's going to happen. So all they got to do is go to Denver and then just play a full 48 minutes like they did last time.
For sure.
So another thing I wanted to talk about is the rebounding. I saw a big difference in rebounding from yesterday's game to like games three and four. And that's mainly due to the Nuggets missing 60 shots. But if we rebound the ball and we put the Nuggets in transition like they do to us, how much do you think that helps the team as a whole?
it helps a ton because you can't let Denver get extra possessions on us. That's what kind of killed us in those games 3 through 5 with the offensive turnovers and some offensive rebounds. But yesterday specifically, we had 62 total rebounds. They had 70 points. So, I mean, we absolutely killed the glass. I do think a lot of it comes down to foul trouble as well, because in games 3 through 5, Gobert, Nas, and Kat have all had a lot of foul trouble in those games, especially in the first half. So they haven't been playing as much as you'd want. So we've been forced to go, like, we've been forced to have smaller lineups than we ideally want to have out there. I think that was a pretty big reason why, you know, we lost 3 games in a row. It's just foul trouble in general. But yeah, rebounding is huge. You know, Denver is understandably, I don't know if they're playing, I think the Celtics are probably the favorite now to win the title by betting odds.
Yeah.
But Denver understandably is the favorite still to come out of the West. And it's because they are a championship level team that, you know, defending champions that make you pay for those stuff. So the less we can turn the ball over, the less we can give up offensive rebounds, you know, that just infinitely increases our chance to win the game on, you know, Sunday.
Exactly. And I see a lot of people, especially on social media, have been saying that the reason that the Wolves won is not it's obviously their defense, but it was Denver's like ability to not make open shots. And I think it was Stephen A. I was watching his video today morning. He said that a lot of the shots that the Nuggets had were open shots that the Wolves didn't really go out to contest. And I was just like, that's really not true, because even if you don't have a full contest on the shots, you still have Jaden making an extra effort to come out there and put a hand up. So in your perspective, do you think the reason that the Wolves won by so much is more towards the Nuggets missing their open shots, or just our defensive intensity?
Definitely more defensive intensity. I mean, if they hit their open shots more so, maybe they lose by 20 instead of 45. They lost by so much. It's not like the open shot making was the only disparity here in the game. Now they definitely did miss a lot of open shots, but I mean, they were being forced into a lot of looks. They're taking bad early transition threes, kind of like what we were doing in game 4 specifically, game 3 that was. But yeah, I think the defensive pressure was great all night long. It really kicked off after that first timeout, like 3 minutes in the game, we were down 9-2. Finch told the guys no more time for mistakes, and I mean, they did exactly that. I think they won the quarter from that point on, 32-5.
Yeah, it was a 32-5 run, that's crazy.
Yeah, they had separate 20-0 runs during the game.
Yeah, it's not, you can't really put the full blame on just the Nuggets missing shots. And like you said, going to that 9-2 run in the beginning, like, I don't know, probably like a lot of Wolves fans, when I was watching the game and they went out on that 9-2 run, I was a little anxious there, like, oh, it's looking like the start of last couple of games. But then I feel like the coaching staff did a really good job of just hounding the guys and telling them, like, you guys can't make no mistakes because it's a win or go home right now. So if you don't want to go home, just no wiggle room. And that's exactly what they came out and did. So it was really cool to see that. And I just wanted to end off by asking you, going into game 7, what do you think the biggest thing the Wolves have to do just to come out and pull this victory out?
Man, I mean, biggest thing is just not doing what Denver did too with the open shot making. I think that's pretty huge. I think the offense just need to find some level of consistency. The defense, we know we're the best defense team in the NBA. We got to trust ourselves on that end.
Yeah.
Foul trouble is part of that. But at the end of the day, it's always came down to this team's ability to win big games. Can they score enough points offensively and just put out a good enough of a product? Ant doesn't need to go score 40 in game 7. We just need everybody to collectively do their part, and that's the way the Wolves win that game.
Yeah. I feel like, in my opinion, the biggest thing is you're playing in a game 7, so it's like one of the biggest games a lot of these players on the team have on the Wolves have played in, because a lot of the players on the Wolves are kind of young. So I think it's going to, if it does come to a close game, it's going to come down to just late game execution and just the Wolves not rushing. And I feel like Ant said this in the huddle if he was mic'd up. So he kind of said, like, he was telling, I think he was talking to Nas or it was Rudy. He was like, just don't rush when you're in the post because they can't guard you in the post. So I feel like in late games, when you give the ball to Kat and Nas, if they take their time and just get as deep as they can to the basket, that allows everybody else on the court to have open looks. So just doing that late game execution is huge for the Wolves. But yeah, I'm pretty excited on Sunday, and I really hope they do win. But if they don't, at the same time, I'm just, again, like I said, I'm really proud of the team. This whole season has been amazing, and you've probably been waiting for this for a while. Yep. Almost.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, long. It's been 6 years since they made the play. 6 years since they, 20 years since they made it past the first round, right?
Yep, 20 years, and it's like the exact date.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, May 19th, 2024 was the day they beat the Kings in Game 7 to go to the Western Conference Finals. We had a chance to do the same thing 20 years later. Yep.
It's also KD's birthday, yeah. So, big day for the Wolves on Sunday. Yep.
Absolutely.
So, well, that's all the time we have today, Wolves fans. It was an insightful and fascinating conversation we had with Zach about Game 7 and the series as a whole. Again, Zach, I can't thank you enough for joining me on the podcast and sharing your just knowledge with the listeners. And for those of you who want to follow Zach and stay up to date with all the latest Timberwolves news and even NBA draft news that's coming up, you can find him on Instagram at twolves.country. So be sure to give him a follow for more great content and insight. And to all our Wolves fans out there, thank you for tuning in to another episode. I'm your host, Chaitin Kohli, and peace.